A very good morning on behalf of TH613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fitambo. Nida Mem Dalad, Nida 44B, pagination is 88. We'll start at the Mishnah in the middle of the line, just below midway on the page. The first Mishnah in this series of Mishnayos dealt with the status of a girl or a boy from the time of birth. We now progress in the life of the child and will deal with a girl at age 3. The Mishnah states, Bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad, a girl who's 3 years old and a day, meaning into that next year after 3 years have been completed, miskadeshes b'viyo, she could become married through intimacy. And if the Yavam would be with her in that way, that bond would be consummated. And if she's a married woman and someone would be with her from 3 years on, that would be considered an act of intimacy. Now, there's a lot to process here. Let's try to take it one step at a time. One thing that is helpful would be to jump to the end of the Mishnah and just point out, Pachos mikan kenosin etzba ba'ayin. If there's an act of relations younger than this 3-year demarcation mark in her life, it's halachically like putting a finger in the eye. It doesn't have halachic consequence. Now, of course, we have to back off from all of our definitely correct, but all of our notions that this is abusive and this is incorrect, and that may all be true, but we still need to know what is the cutoff regarding halachic act of being together and its ramifications. So the Mishnah is telling us that there could be kiddushin. How could you have kiddushin in a child, let's say 5 years old? The child's not old enough to choose a spouse. So we do have a concept that the father is able to marry off the child in Talmudic times. And if the father, in good faith, felt that this was the right relationship for his daughter, there is such a mechanic for it to work. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that he's not supposed to. It's actually phrased as that it's not allowed, not recommended. Ad shetagdil v'somar beploni ani rotze, until she's old enough to say, I approve of this marriage, I agree with this marriage. And then the father, jointly with the daughter, can choose that. But, again, all of that being said, that it's improper and it's wrong and everything else, but does it work? And does it work? The Mishnah is saying that above 3 years of age, the Kiddushin would work. Younger than that, he could do the Kiddushin with money, but Bia is not going to work because the body is not formed enough, as we might phrase it, to be classified as a Bia. In the case of the Yavam, so the Yavam, as we can review briefly, is the case of Yibum Chalitza, where a person, a man, dies without children, and his widow has a Yibum relationship with the deceased husband's living brother. And that relationship can either be terminated through chalitza, the act of rejection, or through yibum, consummating it as a marriage. the way that Yibam works is through Bia. Other types of what would work by Kiddushin create Maimer, create a stronger rabbinic relationship, but they're not really going to do Yibum. It's an act of Bia, which is Yavama Yavawa Lea V'yakim Sheim. The Yavam should come upon her and try to have children on some level on behalf of the deceased brother. So it's an act of Bia that's going to unite them. If she's younger than three, it's not classified as a Bia and it doesn't work. If she's above that demarcation age, then it will work. And finally, the third of those cases in the beginning of the Mishnah was V'chayavim aleha mishameshes ish. If she's married, however she's married from Bia through the father's approval, she's married through Kesef, which the father accepted. However she's married, if a different man was with her, that would be considered a violation of the marriage because it's an act of Bia. Younger than that, as we saw at the end of the Mishnah, is Kinosin Etzpa Ba'ayin. It's like putting a finger in the eye. It's not an act of intimacy if it's younger than that age. The Mishnah, almost at the end, says, Ba'aleho echad mikol ha'araya, so amuras petora, mumasim aleho vihi petura. If anyone who's forbidden to her would come upon her after this 3 years of age, so then it's an act of Bia, and they would get killed if it's a relationship of a capital offense. Rashi says, such as her father, Vihi Petura, and she's Pater, as Rashi points out, Mepneishi Ketana, because she's underage of punishment, she's been assaulted. V'lav basonchin, she's not punishable, but the person who would come upon her would be punishable. That's what we're looking for in this Mishnah. What is the age that the act is considered an act? Now, for our purposes in practical halacha, we're not really going in any of these places. These are not our focus. But the place that it's relevant to us in practical halacha is in the laws of Yichud. We know that a man and a woman are not allowed to be closeted together, closed door, locked door, however we phrase it exactly in practical halacha, but they're not allowed to be together alone. But that law applies given that both the man and the woman are of a certain age. If you're dealing with a man with a young girl, for example, his niece, he's babysitting, or a girl with a young boy, there might not be yichud applying if the child in the situation is of such a young age that they're not yet considered of this age that we're describing, that Bia would be considered relevant. In Evan Ezer, the Mechaba writes, Simen Chaf Beis, Si'if Yud Aleph, Tinokes, a young girl, she pechusa mi bas shalosh, that's younger than 3 years of age. That's our case. That's our Mishnah. V'tinok, or a young boy, pachos mi ben tes, younger than 9, because in a boy, that's how it's defined. Muter lehisyached imohen, opposite gender would be permitted to be together with them without worrying about an open door and how many people are there and people coming in and out. Shelo gazru, because the rabbinic legislation not to be together with opposite gender, talking about unmarried, but there's still a law of yichud. Ela al yichud ish haru'uya isha haru'uya labia ve ish haru'uya labia. It's only on a case where the woman would be fitting for a relations act, and a man who would be fitting for a relations act. But as we saw in this Mishnah, in very stark terms, what is the definition of bia, that under 3 years of age, she's not eligible, she's not classified like that. And therefore, what's practical for us, primarily, would be in the laws of Yichud, that babysitting, if you have an uncle wants to babysit the baby child, young girl, until she's 3 years of age, the laws of Yichud are not relevant. Likewise with an aunt dealing with a boy, if the boy is under 9 years of age, it's not considered ra'i libiya, and therefore the laws of Yichud are not yet applicable. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.